It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in, listening all over North America. You could be in the Pacific Northwest. You could be in Seattle. You could be in Montreal. You could be in Toronto. You could be here in Georgia with me. You could be in Southern California. You could be in New York City with super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, on Sirius XM channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. Just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Saquon Barkley running wild, like I guess Hulk Hogan did in the 80s. No steroids, though. Hey, we talked about how bad the New York football teams are. The one that Saquon played for, the Giants, and then also the Jets. They're pathetic. We talked about some college football teams that are, well, they're looking pretty pathetic right now. Okay. Alabama loses, Indiana loses, Ole Miss loses. We didn't even mention Colorado. We'll get to Colorado. Deion Sanders pretty disappointed losing to another upset master now in Kansas. We'll get into that. We have so much to get into. It's Monday night. It's going to be Monday night football in a bit. How about this? In an hour from now, I saw this written as the Harbowl. What a horrible nickname that is. The Harbaugh brothers are going at it. For the first time since 2013, Jim Harbaugh back in the NFL now as the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, taking on his brother John. John, obviously, one of the longest tenured head coaches in the NFL with the Baltimore Ravens. John is 2-0 against his brother as an NFL head coach. The most important one being that Super Bowl matchup between the Baltimore Ravens at the time and Jim's former team of the San Francisco 49ers. And all things considered, what does this game mean tonight, right? Nothing. Not for the two of them. And the Chargers are surprising people better than I think what I thought they would be this early. Chargers have a record of 7-3. Ravens have a record of 7-4. These are two teams that are trying to, you know, kind of put their stamp onto, you know, as to where they're going to end up in the postseason. Are they going to fly into the postseason? Are they going to fall out of it? We'll get into that momentarily. There's so much more to discuss as well. I want to get into some of these amazing rookies that we've seen in the NFL. I want to talk about some of the running backs that are lighting it up. We'll see another one, Derrick Henry, in that game tonight against the Chargers. So we got a lot to do. If you want to be a part of the show, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I'm on the internet. I'm everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief. Not difficult to find. The Harbaugh Bowl. The Harbaugh. Hickey, is there an appropriate way to title this game? Is there a title to this game? Just two brothers, that's it, right? I don't know. Two brothers?
Two brothers, one game?
What is that supposed to be like? What was that thing from a long time ago? Was it something in a cup? Is that what it was? What?
Two girls, one cup?
Oh, my goodness. You said it. Oh, my goodness.
So that's one of the few things that got YouTube going there.
I was trying not to. Did it? Was that legal on YouTube?
Maybe not.
I don't know.
I don't know. I like Harbaugh Bowl better than Harbowl. Harbowl kind of stinks.
Harbaugh Bowl?
I don't like that.
Oh.
Harbaugh Bowl. What's wrong with that?
The Harbaugh Bowl. Yeah, I'm fine. It don't matter to me. We'll see what happens in this game. The Chargers are better than what I thought. Have the number one scoring defense in the entire NFL. You look at the Baltimore Ravens. Their pass defense has been crap, but they're amazing against the rush. Ravens offense, one of the best in the entire NFL. Like, you can't have it all. And then you think about the Chargers. They've been able to start lighting it up over the past few weeks. Just last week, I guess we found out what type of new team the Chargers are. They beat the Bengals 34-27. Looked like they were going to go ahead and choke the game away. But when you have Jim Harbaugh as your coach, this guy is the master of turning things around. You saw what he did in Michigan after they wanted to fire him and threatened him and cut his salary. He ended up helping them win the championship. A little, he was aided in certain ways. He said, I don't know anything about the aid, but he helped them win. When he was with the 49ers, he helped take them to a Super Bowl. And now the Chargers, man, they've been looking for a viable head coach to lead them, to lead Justin Herbert for years. And now they have one in Jim Harbaugh. On the other end, you look at John Harbaugh. This man has praised Lamar Jackson just at every chance, every opportunity that he gets. Tells us that Lamar Jackson is one of the greatest QBs. He's one of the most talented players ever, and he is. If the Ravens just don't fall apart here, Lamar Jackson, he was probably, and not probably, he was leader to win NFL MVP until they, I don't know, started losing to teams like Pittsburgh, 18-16, not generating offense. There's certain teams that Ravens can't beat that they haven't gotten over the hump. The Steelers happen to be one of them. And so tonight, you have Jim versus John. You have the Chargers versus the Ravens. The Chargers, they're on an upward trajectory with a new coach. The Ravens, I don't want to call them old hat, but they're just a good team that can never get by. And forget the Steelers for a minute. The Chiefs, they're good enough to go to the postseason every year, but they just stop. Lamar is good enough to win MVPs, of which he already has two, but they never take that next step. And so people have to find something interesting about the game tonight, right? Forget the football for a second. Jim and John, pretty sure they used to beat each other up in the backyard, right? John, the older brother, I bet they used to, be Tatum, knock it off. I'm sure that they had other issues. But now we got two coaches in the NFL. And let's be clear, they're coaches. They're going to downplay the hell out of tonight's matchup. Listen to Jim from the Chargers. He's telling you, this game is not about me and my brother.
It's about the two teams. It's about those that are coaching and those that are playing. And sure, he doesn't want to make it about him. I don't want to make it about me. I mean, it is what it is. Big game for sure. And two teams having at it.
Yeah, well, we'll get into why they need to have at it. What does Lamar Jackson think about these brothers? John Harbaugh has just bigged him up every chance and opportunity. Hey, Lamar, you care about your coach going up against his brother? Does it matter to you?
To be honest, I don't think about it. I can't speak for everyone else. I remember watching them play. Not them literally playing against each other, but coaching against each other for the Super Bowl game. I remember watching that. I thought that was dope. But I don't think about it right now.
Yeah, if I were him, I'd be worried about Bosa trying to knock my lights out. Come on now. It doesn't happen. By the time they start the game, Lamar Jackson don't care. I don't think any of the players are going to go out there and care. This is great for marketing. This is great to sell the game. This is great promotion. We'll hear about it on Hickey. They're going to mention this. They probably got a story planned for every, 10 minutes?
At least. Oh, at least. How many pictures, throwbacks, coming out of commercial break?
Oh, my Lord. They said that their parents are not going to be in attendance. Because they are celebrating their 63rd wedding anniversary. So they're going to be in Florida, where all old people are, Hickey. And they're gonna watch the game, I guess, right before they fall asleep.
No. You know who runs that household?
Who?
Mrs. Harbaugh.
Jackie.
Because I bet you Mr. Harbaugh, football guy, just like Jack. His two sons, I bet you if he had the choice, Jack would be in L.A. right now, spending the anniversary watching his two sons.
Wow, damn. You think she called an audible? We're not going to the game? We're not flying to Los Angeles to watch our sons play? We've done that before?
I mean, You've heard Jack is not shy to talk. And look, he's a big football guy. I think he would have, if it was up to him, I think the entire Harbaugh family would have been in L.A. this weekend celebrating the anniversary for sure, but watching their two sons go at it.
They can do that in, from the comfort of their house, right? They got a big TV. I'm sure one of the boys got them a giant television, right?
Yeah, but it's different, you know, when you're in person, get to see them, you know, most likely console the loser, right? Cause it's tough.
Does the loser need consoling? These are old-ass men, too. Come on now.
Yeah, but, I mean, and they're Jim old. Especially. Jim is...
Hickey, they would go sit on a skybox. They can't even see the field. They need glasses. Come on.
Jim is like 13 years old. If he loses this game, this is not just another loss. And this is not just, okay, you know, whatever. He'll take it hard.
Well, I think he should be prepared because I'm favoring John to win. This is tough. The Chargers are on an upswing. The Ravens are on a little bit of a downswing. To have a 7-4 record, come on, we know they're going to go into the postseason. They just used to run through everybody before they get to the postseason. The Ravens are expected to be championship contenders. Their pass defense, by no stretch of the imagination, says that. But the expectations are higher. Even before the season, it's higher for the Ravens than it is for the Chargers. If the Ravens lose tonight's game, people in Baltimore will be losing their you-know-what. And I got to be honest, in Los Angeles, is anybody think about the Chargers? Like, I get it. They still got a lot of fans. I would say most of their fans are still in San Diego, not in Los Angeles. I would venture to say, and I don't know how well, and shout outs to all my people in Baltimore. I don't know how well do my fans in Baltimore, how well does the flock travel? I mean, it's not like the Steelers. And I feel like every single game that we have at SoFi Stadium, it's not filled up with fans from the Chargers. It's not filled up with Rams fans. It's filled up with the opposition. I mean, I don't gotta look that far to go. Well, damn, what are we doing? And so the Chargers, they look good. It's gonna be competitive. This game might come down to a field goal. I don't know, but I'm gonna take the Ravens. Take the Ravens on the road. Come on now, talk about a Harbaugh Bowl. Yeah, I know Jim just got back to the party. I'm going to go with John. I'm going to go with Lamar. I still think, as an overall, they're a better team. And the one thing that'll keep the Chargers alive in this is that they still got Justin Herbert. They have one of the best passing quarterbacks in the game. Justin Herbert has been dealing with an ankle issue from earlier this year, but he's finally able to get out and run. Ladd McConkey is going to be out there. I know he was questionable heading into this game after dealing with his own busted up shoulder. I mean, they even got Will Disley participating in the offense. This guy has more catches this year than he's had in any other year in his career. Quentin Johnston is showing up to work like he used to at TCU. And so the passing game will definitely keep these Chargers in the game. But I'm going to go ahead and give the Ravens the victory here in this one. The Ravens, they cannot afford to go out here and to lose this game. John Harbaugh matching up against his brother. They grew up together. His brother played QB in the league. Maybe that's why he's so nutty right now. John talked about his brother Jim, the man who just won a national championship at Michigan, and says he's a genius.
I've known him, you know, since he was born. I've got that on him, you know, a couple months. But he loves football, man. He loves his players. He loves football. He's always got some way of seeing things, I think, that's really interesting. And, you know, that's why people are interested in hearing from him.
And people are interested. Well, when he's not saying that becoming coach of the Chargers is like falling out of the womb, he's not buying cheeseburgers for breakfast. Hickey, those are just recent things. Am I missing anything else that this guy's doing?
Back in the day, he did have a sleepover with a kicker.
Excuse me?
Back in the old days of recruiting in college, you there's like a dead period, right? And then as soon as like that dead period ends at midnight, you can then all of a sudden start reaching out to like whatever juniors in high school. Well, clock strikes midnight. Where's Jim Harbaugh knocking on the porch of like a 5-star kicker? And they had like a sleepover, kind of like Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones, and they had their little sleepover when they.
Oh my lord!
So I think it was either interviewing for the job, I believe it was. But yeah, so Jim is all football, all ball, 24/7, and literally would sleep over at someone's house to try to get you to come play for him. He'll do whatever it takes.
What time did he leave?
Great.
Five in the morning, 6 in the morning? Did he sneak out like Belichick out of that lady's house?
I don't think he's caught on a ring cam shirtless leaving the kicker's house.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine being the parents. Yeah, I guess it's cool. Hey, a Super Bowl or a guy coaching a Super Bowl sleeping over our house tonight. But
hey, Jim, go sleep on the couch, bro. Not allowed upstairs. Go sleep on the couch. Oh, my goodness. Hickey, I didn't know that one. Did the kicker sign? Did the kicker go?
He did. Oh. He wasn't that good, I will say.
Oh. Do you think Harbaugh made breakfast at his house or you ordered it? Ordered cheeseburgers for breakfast?
Guys, don't worry. I got breakfast in the morning. Come down. It's just burgers on the grill.
Here we
Ketchup, onions?
Here we go. We got the ESPN pregame going on. The brothers, Jim gives John a big hug. There's like 50 cameras surrounding him. Hey, you're looking good. Hey, you're looking good, too. You look kind of fat around. Oh, you got muscles on your arms. Oh, you got muscles, too. Okay. Whatever. And we got this for how many more hours? 4 more hours about, probably, right? Harbaugh Bowl. You got a team that I'm going with the Ravens. Who you picking, Hickey? What do you got here?
I like the Chargers in this game. I think Herbert, Ladd McConkey can exploit right now the worst pass secondary in the NFL. And the Ravens have shown a propensity in these big games, and I'll put the Chargers here as a big game, where they commit a lot of penalties, they shoot themselves in the foot, they turn the ball over. The Ravens have not really been a well-coached team in these big games. They've been able to get away with it in most cases because they have so much talent.
Ouch.
I think they get bit here. I think that Chargers defense plays well. Herbert has a big passing game. I think L.A. at home is able to get this win today.
Okay.
Chalk
at home.
For Jim.
Are they really at home? Come on now. We're going to have more Ravens fans or are we going to have more Chargers fans there tonight?
I would probably say Ravens fans. ESPN already showed a little video. Like, there's like a gender reveal on the pregame show.
Gender reveal?
Yeah.
The heck is that? A gender reveal for what? Sports?
No. Like it was a couple. Like they requested,
okay.
You know, Scott Van Pelt and Jason Kelce. I guess they passed him some sort of note. Hey, can you tell us if we're having a boy or a girl? And on air, they revealed if they're having a boy or a girl. It was a boy, by the way, for those interested. And the couple in question, or the couple that was doing this, Ravens fans. So it could be a lot of purple in the seats today.
Well, listen, there was a lot of green in the seats last night for the Rams. That place was packed. It looked to be, 60-40 Eagles to Rams fans, would you say, last night?
I was about to ask if you, I know you're very anti-sound on the broadcast, if you listen.
Right.
It may have been 64, it sounded like 80-20. It was, if you took the logos off the field, right, you would have thought this game was in Philly. It was loud for the Eagles.
Wow. Well, let's see if it's the same thing for Baltimore tonight. Same stadium, different teams, different Los Angeles teams. It's crazy. Los Angeles has two teams. People in Los Angeles do not care. Last night, the Eagles go in there and smash the Rams 37-20. And tonight, I don't know if we're going to get a beat down what we got last night. I think this will be a closer game. Hickey is going with the Chargers at home. I'm going with Baltimore. On the road, we got the Harbaugh Bowl tonight. John, 2-0 against his younger brother, Jim. And the Ravens better get it together. Otherwise, their fans in Baltimore, man, they're going to be tearing up the fan on the radio station in the morning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, let's talk about another coach. He's not happy at all. His name? Is Deion Sanders. And speaking of recruits, I guess Deion is going to stay at Colorado. It looks like he got a big old recruit flipped to the Buffaloes. We'll talk about that on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just talked about the Harbaugh Bowl. Jim and John getting ready to go at it in about 30-40 minutes out in Los Angeles as we have the Chargers hosting the Ravens. This is going to be the first time that these brothers coach against each other for since 2013. We know Jim has been busy, like, I don't know, trying to win a championship at Michigan, something that he ultimately did earlier this year. And then also trying to knock off Ohio State, which he ultimately did as well. So now he's back in the NFL. He's trying to win a championship, trying to help out the Los Angeles Chargers and turn things around. And you know, I told you before the break, we got another coach who legitimately is turning things around, although he did himself have a disappointing loss this past Saturday. I'm talking about Colorado. I'm talking about the Buffaloes. I'm talking about Deion Sanders, okay? Everybody was hyped about this team, 8-2 record, and then they go out and they lose to Kansas. Kansas, all of a sudden now, on a 3-game winning streak. Kansas, all of a sudden, playing spoiler to everybody, beating Iowa State and beating BYU, who just also, by the way, lost to Arizona State. And with all these teams taking L's in the Big 12, things are kind of muddled right now. And so where Deion Sanders' school looked like it was kind of maybe on an upward trajectory to make the college football playoff, man, that's looking far off. There's no guarantee right now that the Colorado Buffaloes even make it to the Big 12 championship game. Arizona State is now 9-2 after knocking off BYU. BYU has now fallen off. No more conversations about whether or not BYU and Indiana, who belongs where. You can throw those conversations out of the window. Colorado is 8-3. They got some ways. They could still get in, but they need a little bit of help, and it's not so easy. And so Deion Sanders, talking to the media after the game, he basically said our players were drunk with their own success. Listen to this.
We start smelling ourselves a little bit. That's what I just told our team. We got intoxicated with the success. We got intoxicated with the multitude of articles and the assumption that we're this and the assumption that we're that. And we did not play CU football. Therefore, we got our butts kicked. It is what it is.
Oh, yeah. And Deion telling the truth, right? It's going to be tough for them to make the college football playoff. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there was always going to be a line in the sand. And now I think it's going to be tough for them to jump over. They need help. That's what they need. It was going to be exciting. Hickey, I wanted to see them in the playoff. I don't think it's going to happen now. I didn't think it was going to happen. It was a far-off chance. Now I really think it's they're cooked.
Yeah, they're cooked. Yeah, they're absolutely toast. Fun year. Look, still an improvement. You know, 4 wins last year, now 8, probably 9 wins this year. Good bowl game still. And now you got momentum with a good recruiting class coming in. No reason to believe right now the arrow's pointing down.
Yeah, this is good. And I also think we can firmly say that Deion is going to stick around. There were so many questions, and reasonably so. He's been, I don't want to say following his sons around. He will tell you that he is not or was not and will not follow Shador to the NFL. But there were questions legitimately posed as to what he was going to do when Travis Hunter was gone, when his son Shador was gone. And we learned over the past few days that Julian Lewis, who's the number 2 quarterback prospect in the entire country, he was committed to USC. Was committed to USC. This man is not going to be throwing a rock around up in Boulder, Colorado for Deion. And why would Julian Lewis go ahead and flip things around with an idea and a thought that Deion would just up and leave unless you felt comfortable enough that he would be sticking around? So I think Deion is going to stay. I don't know what situation or job would open up in the NFL that would, you know, make Deion say, hey, I'm leaving. He would come off just really as a sham for all the talk that he's said and is given about how he's for the students and having them grow, like, leave it for Deion to be the guy who says, I'm leaving. I mean, we can ask people at Jackson State out in Mississippi. I mean, some of them certainly felt betrayed when Deion Sanders moved on. Is he going to do that to the student athletes in Buffalo? I don't think so. I think he might as well go ahead and see what he can do with another highly touted quarterback prospect. Hickey, you think this this bodes well for Deion sticking around for another year?
Oh, I think another 3 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure much longer than that, but I think this commitment, Julian Lewis could have went anywhere. And I don't think even, you know, for someone who's, I think, so serious about his career, I don't think you're signing up to go to Colorado, even with the transfer portal being there for you, you can leave after a year or 2 years, whenever you really want, essentially. I don't think he's committing for a year, even 2 years of Deion Sanders and having your future in limbo. I would say Deion is there for at least another three.
Wow.
We'll see after that how long he wants to do it, but I think this cements him there in multiple years in Boulder.
Retirement. I mean, well, not retirement.
TV,
television.
Yeah.
Yeah, TV. He goes to TV and, you know, gets to be the funny guy again on TV. Why not?
Maybe he goes to College Game Day.
Oh, my God. What, is he going to sit up there with McAfee? But Saban will be tired by then, right? He'd be like, I'm sick of this crap.
That would be entertaining and interesting. A lot of big personalities. Pat McAfee versus Deion Sanders. Who can get enough shine? Who can get enough attention on that show? Interesting.
ESPN would be throwing money at him to do it, right?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he'll be on Pat, he'll be on Game Day. He'll be on, you know, every single show money they have during the week.
Am I missing something, or did they just do something important? Help me out here. Am I missing something? ESPN, am I missing something? No.
What do you mean by important?
Did they sign somebody to move something around or something?
I didn't see that.
No.
Maybe they did. I'm not exactly locked in on the sports media news today. I don't think so. I mean, I don't.
We just called somebody unimportant, I guess. I don't know.
Well, my apologies.
Hickey, I don't know. I thought I read something. Something happened.
Any ideas about what's something?
I don't know. Maybe somebody
got
the boot or something. I don't know.
Someone got fired.
No, I don't know. Did something happen there? I'll look it up in the
break. Now you're starting some rumors here.
No, I'm not starting rumors. I just know something interesting happened while I was gone, and I couldn't remember exactly what it is. I'll tell everybody on the other side of the break if I can remember. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Let's go to the phone lines. Here we have Dan from Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the JR Sport Re Show. What's up?
Hey, first of all, I am a diehard Packer fan for 50 years.
Good.
I'm going to give you a little history first before I go into my rant.
Okay.
1962, the Detroit Lions beat the Packers on Thanksgiving, and Vince Lombardi basically told Pete Rozelle, we don't want to do this anymore. It's, you know, other teams got to take turns. Anyway, this week, me and my son, it was cute to root for Detroit, but now if you look at the matchup, they got us beat on both sides of the ball. Detroit is really good, so we're like, okay, can we now just not root for Detroit anymore? And we're like, both agreed, yeah, it's time. They're too good.
Well, you gotta. I know it ain't gonna be no Thanksgiving matchup in a couple of days, but you get next week to see them punch each other in the mouth.
Oh, I know, it's scary. They're really good. So, like I said, me and my son decided, okay, now it's. We used to watch them for years and like just kind of root for them, going, oh, they got to win. That's great for Detroit.
I love.
They ain't like that anymore.
No, well, it's certainly reasonable that you would think about a team that plays in a division, and we know the rivalry that's there. I wouldn't put it in the same space of you know, your team and the Bears, but I will say this. I like how you just skipped the hell over Miami like it's not even a thought on Thursday. Don't care about Miami, right? Don't care.
Yeah, we're at home. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll tell you this much. It's actually pretty nice to take a look at a team. My bad, not Miami. It's Green Bay. It's Chicago. It's nice to be able to turn on the game on Thanksgiving and actually look at the Lions and say, oh, this is going to be a fun game and not some crap. Thank you. I thank your squad for that, because most times it's like, hey, we can put a football game on and it'll just be background noise. But the Lions are actually good. Let's see what they do against the Bears.
Yeah, it you know, watching the Packers Bears or Packers Vikings, for it's like, throw out the records, just throw them out.
Yeah,
well, this good. Game can go either way. Well, the Bears should have beat the Packers.
What are you talking about? From last week?
Well, yeah, but what was it? It was the field goal. They had them. The Bears had the Packers.
What a coulda shoulda.
Yeah.
You walked away
they
with the victory.
Flawless football. The Bears. And I kept saying during the game, when are they going to make a mistake? When are they going to make? And they didn't.
Everybody is looking at the Bears kicker, Santos, and they're just blocking the hell out of his kicks. So look at that as the Packers walked away with a victory because they decided to scout against the kicker that everybody realizes they can block his kick. What a coulda-shoulda.
I heard that between the special teams, they said we knew we were going to block this.
Well, the way the Bears are going, everybody can block the kicks at this point. Hey, good luck to your Packers the rest of the way. I think they're going to need it. Okay, Dan?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. All right. Yeah, we'll see how there is. Thank you so much. You take it easy, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, Dan, so much. He came in and told us about the history in the 1950s between the Packers and the Lions. Thank you so much, Dan. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. If you want to call me up just like Dan from Wisconsin, we're going to talk about some rookies. Deion Sanders, we just talked about a quarterback that he got into Colorado. I want to talk to you about two quarterbacks who just got to the NFL who are battling it out for Rookie of the Year, and it looks like the tide might be changing. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, this makes me want to run through a brick wall. Hickey, I want to play now. Does this make you want to hit somebody?
Oh, let's go. A little Oklahoma drill? Sign me up.
Nah, that's violent. It's violent.
You said you wanted to hit somebody.
Nah, Oklahoma drill is violent. Didn't they ban that?
No, you're thinking of Bull in the Ring. That was bad. When, like, someone was in the middle and, like, you had all people lined up around them in a circle and, like, they would just kind of run out of nowhere and light you up. That, I'm pretty sure, is outlawed.
Am I thinking, what, is it high school? Somebody banned that because it's dangerous, man.
I thought Oklahoma drill was still allowed, but maybe you're right. I don't know. Different time, different world, different techniques. Maybe you're right.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Well, yeah. It was banned in the NFL in 2019, Oklahoma drill, yeah.
Really? You can't run an Oklahoma drill in the NFL? Wow.
The NFL banned the Oklahoma drill to reduce the risk of concussions and protect players from head trauma. Are you trying to give me head trauma? That's what you're trying to do.
No, I would never do that to you.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't want to be... Well, I'm not going to say...
A lot of names come to mind?
I don't want to be the quarterback in Miami. I don't want that, man. No. No.
Receiver formerly of Pittsburgh.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I think he was done before he even got to the league. Okay. No. Unfortunately, that guy had a lot of issues. It's been quiet on that front for a while now. Is he, last thing I heard, he was at that Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight and he was live streaming the fight. And people watched his stream. His stream had better, I guess, latency than Netflix.
Yes, I did see he saved a lot of people from the lagging of Netflix. So I guess in some people's eyes, he's a hero.
Yeah, I think they said Antonio Brown's stream from his seat, I think, garnered 7 million viewers.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, whatever, right? It's whatever.
Can you get in trouble for that? Pirating TV broadcast is no bueno. Can you get in trouble from live streaming from the... I don't think so.
What is Netflix going to do? Well, Netflix could have shot. They could have shut the stream down on X, right?
They absolutely could have. Maybe Elon was too busy to shut it down.
X is such. I think he's busy. I think he's busy doing a lot of things too. So I mean, they might be preoccupied. That thing. You know what? I just opened up the app, Hickey. I've had this thing Twitter since 2009. today, literally minutes ago, was the first time I opened up the app and it had like, hey, buy this and buy that. It had a pop-up for me to just buy services from X to get a badge and having a Grok assistant and all these other things. I'm like, this thing is just, it's really the pits. It's really awful. It is. It's just got terrible.
Imagine paying for Twitter. Imagine.
Well, he bought it. I think we know why he bought it, but now he's trying to make money with it.
No, I'm sorry. I mean, like, user-wise. Like, forget Elon for a second. Like, imagine being someone who has hard-earned money and saying, you know, I'm going to spend whatever it is, $8, $9, $10 a month to buy a verification badge on Twitter.
Oof. So you can talk to the robots, right?
So you can interact with the robots. Just what, you know, you want to spend your hard-earned money on.
You could interact with the robots that allegedly have been reactivated from 10 years ago. Allegedly.
Of course, alleged.
Yeah, I don't need no lawsuits, Hickey. But I think that guy's too busy to sue anybody anyway. I think he's real busy right now.
Yes, very distracted.
Yeah, he's very distracted. I'll stop there. What was I going to say? Speaking of distractions, I just did see this, Hickey. Speaking of fights, lawsuits, and legal action. Did you see Drake? You see Drake is suing Universal Music Group for inflating Kendrick Lamar's numbers after Not Like Us? Did you see that?
No, I did not. Really? We got a little bit of a lie here? A stretch?
He said Drake said that Universal Music Group inflated this man's numbers and it caused him harm.
Hmm.
Not the record that got played every day, all day, in every human place possible. But the fact that the numbers were inflated. So basically, Drake took a rap beef between two musicians and he decided to send his lawyers after instead of anything else. Why didn't he just make another diss record?
Or make a better one. I don't know.
It's kind of light, man.
Kind of.
You got two. Kind of. Yeah, you got.
Very.
You got two musicians. He just annihilated you. He made a diss record that was the summer hit. And the guy said, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of making another record, I'm just going to sue you. I'm going to sue your record label for lying. Universal Music Group says the fans chose what they want to listen to. We didn't inflate anything. What a bad idea. You know what Kendrick Lamar is going to do now, Hickey?
Another diss track coming.
He's going to make another diss record. Oh, my God. Drake has done himself in. What's this guy's problem?
Too soft. I don't know if the fame got to his head and now he's... I don't know. I expect everyone to bow down to him and just fierce competition. I don't know what it is, but I mean, it's a loser move right there, to say the least.
He's soft. We need to get him in a New York Giants jersey. You know? I know he's a Toronto.
Fit right in.
Yeah, he's all them soft New York Giants. You know it's bad when the Giants, the players are standing around after the game telling everybody that they're soft? Like they might as well quit for the rest of the season. Are they trying to get Brian Daboll fired? Would you be shocked if they fired both Daboll and Shane? You think they're both going to stick around past January?
I still do. This whole situation, like, the only thing I'll say is it is the right move. Like, what they came to the conclusion that Daniel Jones was not going to be their franchise guy in 2025 and beyond. So they said, okay, to make sure we're not paying him an extra $23 million because he gets hurt and can't pass the physical, even though he's not going to be our guy next year, let's sit him down. And you know what? This is becoming a distraction. Let's just cut him, get him out of the building, and just kind of move on. That's the right move.
I agree. But isn't there something there where you still want to have competitive? Well, they're tanking. That's what it is. They're tanking. We know that. But is Mara at the end of the season? And there's been times where he's been patient, overly patient. Is he going to look at the players quitting and just go, I got to get rid of these guys too? They got Dallas up next. Dallas can beat him, probably will. They have New Orleans next. New Orleans. The Giants might literally win one more game this year. One. By accident. They have Dallas, New Orleans, Baltimore, Atlanta, Indiana, and then Philly. They should, on paper, lose every one of those games. We know it's the NFL. They might win one more. If they just completely crap the bed, I wouldn't be shocked if one of them leaves. But both of them might be back. You know, Hickey, if I was betting, I would say they both return. But there is a chance. If we get more of what we got last night, Malik Nabers, saying that they're soft, and Dexter Lawrence saying that we played like crap, we're soft. If we get this for the next, what, six games, he might have to fire him.
How much, though, is on the coaching staff? Like, when Dexter Lawrence says they played soft, missed tackles, is that just on the players? He's calling it the players, or you think, or the coaches?
Well, Neighbors called out the coach.
Yes, no doubt. He literally said, ask Daboll. No doubt about it there. I wonder if Dexter Lawrence more is talking to his team than the coaching staff. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not that. Well, he's not a jerk, so I don't think he's going at the staff. He's going at his teammates. But when you got a bunch of guys fighting each other, I don't know how much fire that they can stand the rest of the year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk more Giants. We're going to get into, well, more rookie QBs as well. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.